playback music. Music. Lucifer, Prince of Darkness. Lucifer, 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 Lucifer, Prince of Darkness.
We'll be right back. hip-hop.
The reason why B.I.G. is considered the one of the best rappers of all time, yeah? Not the fact that he can rap, yeah? Because Big L can rap. Because Big L's probably one of the best rappers in the world.
He can rap.
Because he's a rapper.
It's your ability to make good hits.
No, man.
This is.
Nah, man. Because.
Do you know how great?
Because Puffy can make great hits, but he's not a great rapper. That argument is void because,
no, void.
because you can bring so many people that can make great hits. Do you understand? That's what I gave you, Puffy. Puffy can make great hits. Puffy can make great hits!
What I say to you?
But he can make great hits. And he's rapping.
I told you. You still have to be able to make...
No. I think a rapper is about rapping. The fundamental judgment on an MC is about your rapping ability. First and foremost. You don't even get to commercial. You don't even get to record sales. It's a...
Come on, man.
We can agree to disagree.
You have to make hits. You have to be able to make hits.
We can agree to disagree.
No, you can't. You have to be able to make hits.
How can you tell me we can't agree to disagree? We can agree. You agree on that. I disagree. So we can agree to disagree.
Maybe we're one of the best soul singers on this earth.
Yeah, we're getting somewhere else. We're talking about MCs.
I'm breaking that soul.
We're talking about MCs. I don't know. You name me. You name me.
No one says, this person can sing really great, but they had no great hits. No one, why is Motown so great?
But hip-hop is
very... It's a completely different genre.
Let me finish. Why is hip-hop so great? I'm telling you, name me here a great rapper here, they don't have no hits. Tell me one.
Big Pun.
Big Pun. So they had no hits.
Didn't have many hits.
No way. That was my question. Yeah, no
hits. Didn't have many hits.
So who's Pun better then?
Pun is arguably top 10.
He's top two.
It's subjective. My top two is Biggie and Jay.
And Jay-Z. Alright, have they got hits?
Yeah, but no, it's not based on their hits. That was my top two when Biggie was still alive.
But they all have hits though, right?
Yeah, but that was my top two when Biggie was... Jay-Z
was not your top two, when Biggie and that man were alive.
It wasn't Pac. Let's cover it right now. Let me tell you something. Yeah. I'm not a West Coast fan like that.
Nah.
That's just me.
Yeah.
That's just me. Yeah. I'm not really a West Coast fan.
You put all eyes on me.
Of course I. Listen,
hang on.
What are you talking about?
There's
no album. You just said I didn't buy any Jay-Z albums. How can you tell me what I haven't bought or whatever? I bought the Black Album, I bought the Blueprint.
Because Jay-Z's first album, you can buy it. Reasonable Doubt is his best album, you don't buy it. More important,
you think
Andrew, come on, man.
Wait, it's not his best album.
I don't know if that's not his best album.
It's not his best album.
One of them two.
Hard Not Life, Volume 2.
That had the
same. It's a Hard Not Life.
Hard Not Life, Volume 3 is my favorite.
That's his best album.
Nah, Volume 3 for me, Life and Times, is my favorite.
Listen, what's your best album? Blueprint.
The first blueprint.
The one with the cigar.
That album.
I bought the album. I was 22 years old. And you know what?
And you know what?
I bought because of that takeover. When I heard that takeover, I said, you know what? Come on, Nas.
And that album is better than All Eyes on Me. I never said it was better than All Eyes on Me. That's right.
What I said is, I'm not a big fan of the West Coast.
That's right.
But that's what I said.
But we're establishing something right
no,
now, yeah?
You said I bought All Eyes on Me, correct. I also bought Dog Pound. Doggy Star. Mm. I also bought that.
Classic album.
But as you grow as an individual, you start to realize your taste. Then I thought, Snoop, Dre, Puck, there was a buzz. I was following just that buzz, you understand? They're all classic albums. Don't get me wrong. Chronic, Doggy Style, All Eyes on Me, all classic albums. But as I grew up, I fell in love with East Coast rap. So I'm not really a West Coast guy like that. So for me, I'm always going to put East Coast rappers ahead of West Coast. So Nas, for me, I rate Nas. You get me? You know? So, Tupac, I appreciate him as an artist, and I know that he did bangers and he did classic albums.
My argument was this, yeah? For you to be on that level, you have to have some sort of fix. You have to have some form of hits.
No! Yeah? Well, look.
And Jay-Z's albums, yeah, none of them yet have been on the level yet was. None of them, as a fact.
Yeah. I mean, look, at the end of the day, you know, Pac is not around anymore, so it's a bit of a... It's a difficult argument to make. Because the guy wasn't around enough to see his later years. You know, we weren't able to really judge him properly. And Biggie as well.
It's not a difficult argument. I don't rate Tupac over Jay-Z.
That's just me.
It doesn't mean that I'm right. Yeah.
Revenge is like the soonest joy in this game. Yeah, but Jay-Z.
Listen.
They one lyric of Tupac. Yeah, Tupac, yeah, that he recited of Jay-Z. Hold it back at me, bruv.
Say it.
Name one lyric of Jay-Z that he recited, yeah. Sorry, name one lyric of Tupac that he recited of Jay-Z.
That recited of
Jay-Z. Recited, yeah, absolutely.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Let me retort, yeah. Name one lyric, yeah, of Pac, yeah, that he said, yeah, that Jay-Z said.
Jay-Z said. I don't understand what Jay-Z said.
Jay-Z same lyrics that Pac says.
Oh, really? I know he said Biggie lyrics.
He said Biggie lyrics.
Oh, is it a Pac lyrics? Well, do your research.
Yeah, but in
I'll be on this conversation.
Yeah, but in hip hop, In hip hop, everyone does that.
Yeah, no, they all do that.
They reference
each other. Everyone don't do that.
Mate, fucking Drake.
Everyone does that.
Drake did that. Drake did that in what's it?
Drake's not on a level,
bro. Come on, Drake's rapping ability is unbelievable.
Yeah, Drake is everywhere.
Come on, man. Drake's rapping ability is unquestionable.
Yeah. Drake's heavy rapper.
Andrew.
But anyway, let's go
ahead. We're gonna put it under for you right now, you lose me.
Let's get back to
Ten Mans, you know.
But hang on. Have you watched that film by Chris Rock?
That's a film, bro.
Called
Say the film, bro.
Top 5.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Have you seen that?
Yeah, I've seen that, yeah.
And that's the beauty about Top 5, because your Top 5 will not be the same as my Top 5. The next man's top 5 will not be done. It's all subjective.
Drake on that level, bro.
Listen, we didn't say Drake was on a level. I said he has rapping ability. He has rapping ability. It's undeniable.
He's up there.
You said anyone named B.I.G. Andrew?
Andrew. Yeah,
Drake is right in your near B.I.G.
No, of course not. That's not an argument. Of course not. I could never say that. I told you, B.I.G. is my number one.
Do you know what Emmanuel said to us?
What? Yeah, but I've said B.I.G. is my number one, so it doesn't matter.
Again, let me retort. Yeah? Emmanuel goes to me and Andrew, yeah? One of my favourite tracks here is before B.I.G. I got sword to tell. Me and Andrew like, what? Like, all fish are like, listen, my head at tune, you know, right? Do this thing now. That's my favourite, no, Andrew, come on, man. That's my favourite tune here.
Twist him up with that.
Yeah, that was a joke of
yeah,
my favourite tune of B.I.G.
Yeah.
Got sword to tell.
Really? Oh yeah, he said that.
Bro, I was like, no, I don't know. The guy is a genius. Drake's great. Drake is.
What's that?
Drake is great.
This is a track.
This is a track. Drake has the voice. Drake has the look.
No, but even if
he has the look.
No, you don't say that. No, but Drake, now, if I was a promoter or whatever, I would sign a Drake with a heartbeat. He's got the look, he's got the rhyme, he's got the voice. Yes, he has.
Man, I'm not taking one no more of your suits, man. Fucking hell, man.
Wow,
that's the last one, man. I won't fucking take any of your suits again, man. Fuck it up. What the fuck? Shit.
Oh, shit.
Is it for real?
But this man here, yeah, I'm gonna be honest.
That's how blazing.
I don't even want to put it in my mouth.
Oh shit. That's how I've been blazing, man. That's
what is that?
That's how I picked up in LA.
What is that?
Yeah, it is.
You make me
fuck me.
That's what I do. Gas. That's that loud.
Mate. I'm fucked, man.
Oh,
I'm actually lean.
That's a loud one.
Of two Pauls.
That Skywalker OG.
Shit.
Yeah, man. But yeah, that I think Rick Ross definitely beats 50, man. That's just not really a discussion. I even like that 50 Power song. That song
That song's hard, man.
That 50's bag, that kind of old.
Oh, yeah, that old kind of vibe. What's that? Hustle's Ambition.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say to you, though. 50's albums, all of them, Crush's albums. I think Teflon Don.
Mate. That is better than the second Fifth the Massacre. Okay. For me, that's better than Massacre. Not better than Get Rush and Rap.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's better than Massacre.
So it's not better than Rush and
Rap. Okay. But to be fair, Get Rich or Die Trying is an anomaly. There's just you're gonna get those albums that will forever stand the test of day. That's one of them. You get me? You can say Get Rich or Die Trying. You can say All Eyes on Me. You can say
Life After Death.
Mm-hmm. You can say
Stillmatic.
No, Illmatic. Illmatic.
Not Stillmatic.
Nah.
Stillmatic is better.
Nah, blood. Nah, Illmatic.
No way.
Illmatic
is better than Stillmatic?
Yes. Yes.
You know what? Let me just double check what's on Stillmatic.
Boy, you ain't winning!
Stillmatic is hard.
It's more about the time of life of that MC.
Andrew, man, you get me?
Hang on. When Nas made Illmatic, he was 18 years old.
Yeah, back.
He was 18 when he made the album. That's like when Mike Tyson was 19 and he was just knocking out.
Yeah,
Who before Illmatic?
I mean, apparently he really switched. He started a whole Queens thing. It seems
before Illmatic, who else was going to talk? This is before Biggie. This is before Pac.
What
thing was after, man?
It was all after Nas.
What thing was after
Nas? Nas was what, 91?
He's 91, 92.
Yeah.
Or Biggie.
Before Biggie.
Before Biggie. But what's trying to say here?
Let me tell you my story, dog. Yeah? Boom. I remember being at yard, yeah, suspended from home. Yeah, for school. Suspended. Yeah, for school. I had a box, number 24. Anyone who had cable will know what number 24 is. Yeah. Jeff Sky.
Yeah.
Yeah, number 24, the box.
Yeah.
I was suspended, bro. I put on the box. Mom and dad went work, whatever. I come down about 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, the box. What come on, Juicy? You know very well who you... Listen,